The word. Amen. Some people require so much more. For some people, it's never enough. But for the centurion, he said, your word is all that I require. My, what faith. Oh, that we had that such faith today. Amen. His presence is wonderful, but his word is always sufficient, isn't it? We're going to read today from the book of Matthew, chapter 2. I'm going to read beginning with chapter number 2, verse number 1. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled. Everybody say, he was troubled. And all Jerusalem with him. He was troubled. Amen. All right. I'd like to preach today from the subject, he came in the night. The Lord bless you. May be seated. The wise men said, we have seen his star in the east. Amen. We have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him. Amen. These men had a great motive in mind. They said, we have seen his star. When you see his star, when you see him and recognize him for who he is, it will cause worship to rise in your heart. Amen. And they said, we have come to worship him. Amen. I read a story about a little girl. Her name was Rachel. She was a preschooler. And like a lot of preschoolers, she'd wake up at night. She'd be afraid. And she'd go down the hallway to her mom and dad's room and crawl into bed with them. And that got to be uncomfortable and old. And so dad tried a new tactic. He took Rachel back to her room, and she had little bunk beds there. So he put her in her lower bunk, and he pulled the covers up over her and got her comfortable. And he said, now, Rachel, he said, I want you to go to sleep. He said, in a little while, I'm going to come back in here, and I'm going to sleep in the top bunk. And almost instantly, she fell asleep. And he came in, true to his word, in a little while, and when he walked in, she was sleeping so peacefully. But he crawled up in the top bunk and went to sleep. And the next morning when she woke up, she was so delighted and excited to see him. And he said, well, honey, said, how did you know that I would be here? Said, you were asleep when I got in here. She said, well, Dad, that's easy. She said, you promised you'd come. You promised you'd come. Amen. He promised he would. And he did. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to visit you. God said, I'm going to come to you. And he kept his promise. And he did exactly what he said he was going to do. And he always does. Amen. But not everybody was glad to see him. Not everybody was glad that he came. Not everybody was happy. The Bible said that Herod, when he heard that there was a new king born, was troubled. He was troubled because he didn't want to give up his position. He was troubled because he didn't want to yield control. He was troubled because he didn't want to accede his powers to somebody else. The Bible says that Herod was troubled. Herod was a king in the area of Israel that is called Judea, southern kingdom. And he had received his authority from Caesar Augustus himself. But Caesar also said this about Herod. He said, it's better to be Herod's pig than it is to be his son. According to history, we know that Herod killed one of his sons because he was afraid he would take his place, and perhaps he killed three others. We know that Herod also killed his wife because he was afraid she would threaten his position. So is it any wonder then that he would also be threatened by the news that there was a new king born? So the Bible said he was troubled. And then I noticed this. It said, and all Jerusalem was troubled with him, because they knew what kind of king they had. When Herod was troubled, it was trouble. And everybody was upset. And nobody could be at peace, because they had no idea what this madman was going to do. And history tells us what he did. The Bible says that he had every boy that was 2 years old and younger killed so that he could protect his throne. What kind of a madman is that? No wonder they were troubled when he heard the news of a newborn king. You know, and there's still people troubled at the presence of Jesus Christ. There are still people that get upset. Just the mention of his name is enough to send some people in a rage. Just a little old manger scene on a city square is enough to infuriate some people. Just the symbol of a cross somewhere displayed is enough to just infuriate some people. Just 10 commandments, just words hanging on a wall is enough to cause some people to race to the courts and file lawsuits. People are still troubled at his presence. People are still troubled at his coming. Some people are still get really upset because of Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said it, and said it well. He said, I came not to bring peace, but a sword. He said, for brother shall be against brother, and parents against children, and children against parents. And that's exactly what's happened. It's not the will of God. It's not what God really wanted. But the fact of the matter is, those that will not receive him are troubled by him. And we are living in a day and a time when we are doing everything as a society to try to eliminate Jesus Christ. But you know what? They didn't then, and they won't now. Just as they were troubled then by his presence, we have a world that's troubled today. Amen. Our world is troubled because of an economy that is in trouble. We're throwing everything we know to throw at the economy. We have printed more money so we could cover the economy. Amen. But we have no idea whether that's going to work or not. When you're getting those kind of numbers, nobody knows what they're talking about. Hear what I said? I said, when you're getting those kind of numbers, nobody knows what they're talking about. And you read the Dow was up today. It was over 10,000, and next week it's down below 8,000. And what does that mean? Well, not much. They're just numbers. Nobody really knows. Nobody really knows. Our economy, folks, yeah, it's in trouble. And I'm an optimist. I'd like to believe that it's going to get better, but I don't know if it is or not. But I know one thing. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Amen. The Bible said that God will take care of us, and I believe that to be the truth. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so he somehow is going to take care of things. Amen. Security. Oh, there's a lot of enemies today that would like to destroy us. And they're working night and day to do it. And they're working really hard to get it done. And I don't know what that holds. There's a lot of trouble in the world today. Amen. But you know what? We can alleviate a whole lot of trouble depending on how we respond to the news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Those wise men, the Bible saying, that came to worship him, it said that when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Amen. The Bible said, and when you see these things coming to pass, all this trouble, he said, lift up your heads. Amen. Because your redemption draweth nigh. This is not a time to tuck your head. This is not a time to be down and out. This is not a time to be discouraged and despondent. Amen. But this is a time to lift up our heads and lift up our voices. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a time to be encouraged. This is a time to be strengthened. Amen. Because we have a hope today that does not pass away. Hallelujah. Amen. They found that hope in the night. Yes, they did. They found that hope in an humble town, not in Jerusalem. Let me say this. Your hope's not in Washington, D.C. or Moscow or Caracas or any other world capital. Their hope was not in Jerusalem. Their hope was in Bethlehem. Amen. Their hope was in the, just that humble David's city right outside the capital. Just an environment, if you will. Just one of the little bedroom communities, as they called them, where people traveled to the big city. But right outside in Bethlehem, that's where the hope was. Hope was found in a stable. Hope was found in a manger. Hope was found in a baby. He still comes at night. When it's dark, look for him. Amen. He'll be there. He doesn't leave us alone. He'll come to us. There were a group of Navy SEALs that had been sent to rescue some hostages. Through great peril and great danger to their own lives, they broke through and they got into the room where the hostages were being held. And when they got there, the hostages saw them, and instead of being jubilant, they were fearful. And they were laying cowering in the corner, and they were so fearful of them. And the SEALs were trying to get them out, saying, "We are from the United States. We're United States military, and we've come to get you out of here. You need to go with us." But they did not respond. They wouldn't speak. They were so fearful. They just huddled in the corner in fear. And then one of those SEALs took off his helmet and laid aside his arms and went over and laid down on the floor beside them and began to speak to them in a gentle voice. And their fear began to dissipate, and suddenly hope came in their eyes. And then a little while he said, "Now, will you come with us? Will you follow us?" And they said, "Yes, we'll go." And they rose up and they went away with them, and they were delivered out of their imprisonment. Amen. Jesus did the same, didn't he? He didn't come here wearing the crown of a conqueror. He didn't come here with arms. He came here as a babe in a manger. He came here down to our level and said, that, "Will you follow me? I'll get you out of here." Hallelujah. I'll get you out of your trouble. I'll deliver you out of your fear. I'll help you out of your troubles. I'll bring some sense into your senseless life. I'll bring some peace into your confusion if you'll follow me. Amen. Praise God. And he did. Hallelujah. Amen. The good news is that he can still be found. He can still be found. One little boy wrote a letter to Santa Claus. He said, "In our house," he said, "there's three boys. One of them is Jimmy. Jimmy is 2 years old. He's good some of the time." And then he said, "And there's another boy here. His name is Jackie. He's 4 years old. And he's good some of the time." He said, "And the other boy, his name is Norman. He's 7 years old. He's good all of the time. I am Norman." Amen. That's kind of the way we see ourselves, isn't it? Amen. We see ourselves as good pretty much all the time. Amen. But no, we all have our troubles. But Jesus comes at night. He comes at night. He comes when you really find you need him. And he can always be found. You can't miss him if you know what you're looking for. Sometimes we miss things because we're not looking for the right thing. That was a little girl that, well, she was small. She was just doing her very best to make this holiday thing joyful. And her dad didn't quite understand. First of all, he got on to her because she used this expensive ribbon to tie up something. And so he got on to her for that. And she endured it. And the next day he felt a little bad when he noticed that his own gift was covered, perhaps a little crudely, but the best she could do. And it was covered with golden ribbons because she wanted to make it as pretty as she possibly could. So he opened the gift, and when he opened it up, it was an empty box. And then he was upset again. And he just felt he had to instruct the little girl. And he said, honey, he said, don't you know you don't give empty boxes for gifts? And the little girl started crying. She said, Daddy, it's not empty. She said, it was full of kisses from me to you. You see, he just didn't know what he was looking for. He just didn't know what it was a treasure, but he didn't know what he was looking for. So many have missed Jesus because they didn't know what they were looking for. They were looking for a king riding on a proud steed, marching with a great military down the streets of Jerusalem. They were not looking for a baby in a manger. They were not looking for a carpenter in a carpenter shop. They were not looking for a man with callous hands and humble robes. They were not looking for somebody that was not educated in the university at Jerusalem. They weren't looking for him. They missed him when he came because he wasn't what they were looking for. Amen. They didn't understand how he came. I think it came home especially to a man that was really down on his luck. He was at the bottom of the barrel, if you will. As a matter of fact, in the drunken stupor, he fell asleep Christmas Eve. And when he woke in the morning, he was not in a familiar place. As a matter of fact, he smelled funny. He was laying in a bunch of hay. He felt something moving beside him, something warm, looked over, and he had slept all night right beside a big old cow. And he thought, my goodness. Jumped to his feet, and he thought, what have I done? And then he realized how hungry he was. And then he thought of his condition. Well, I'm dirty. I'm down on my luck. I'm broke. And I don't know that anybody would help me. And then all of a sudden, he began to think. And he began to hear the bells as they pealed. And the sound drifted across that early morning. And suddenly he realized, you know, I heard the story when I was young about a baby that was born in a stable and laid in some hay. And he said, you know, I wonder really if that story's true. And maybe if it's true, he could do something for me. And so he kneeled down in that hay in that stable, and he said a prayer, an humble prayer. And he asked Jesus Christ to come into his life, and come into his heart, and help him to be better. And from that moment, on that Christmas morning, his life changed for the best and changed forever. Amen. Let me tell you something. He can still be found. Now, you don't have to do it in a stable. You can do it without the hay. You can do it without the cow. You can do it right here this morning. The thing is wherever you are, you've got to recognize who he is. You've got to recognize who he is. Amen. You got to look beyond the tinsel, and you got to look beyond the flash, and you got to look beyond what the trappings that people think are important. You got to find him, the true spirit of Christmas. Let's stand together today. Amen. He can still be found. Brother Grissom, this Christmas is not so far hadn't been my favorite. things are kind of tough right now. It's kind of dark in my life. Let me tell you something. He comes at night. The night and the day are the same to him because he is eternal light. Amen. So he can come into your darkness and he can make it bright. He can come into the plight of your life and he can turn all of your pain and he can bring pleasure in the middle of it all. And he delights in doing that if you'll just give him a chance. He can take your failures, no matter how much they are and how great they've been, and he can turn your failures into a tremendous success if you'll just give him a chance today. Amen. Don't fail to recognize. Don't leave here troubled. Don't leave here worried. Amen. Why don't you take peace away from this place with you today? Not just any old peace, but he said, my peace, the peace that I give, not as the world gives, so give I unto you. Amen. Somebody want peace for Christmas? Somebody want joy for Christmas? Somebody want a new life for Christmas? Somebody want a new beginning today for Christmas? It's all yours. You can have it, and you'll find it in the simplicity and the beauty of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me open this altar this morning to give somebody an opportunity to pray. Amen. You've lived through some other Christmases, but why don't you let this one be special? Why don't you let this one be brand new, like something you've never experienced before? Praise God. Amen. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Not about the gifts you give, but let it be about the main gift that you receive today, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why don't you bring him something special here today? Bring him yourself. We've all heard it before. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Why don't you give something today that he doesn't have? The only thing he doesn't have, honestly, may be you. If you've never given yourself to him, it's the one thing that he wants most that only you can give. So why don't you come and just give yourself to the Lord today? Amen. He was there. Oh. Yes, he was. He was there all the time. Yes, waiting patiently in line. He was there. Let him talk to you.